You are listening to King's Speech.
Hi everyone, welcome to the King's Podcast Show. This is King, and you're listening to a bonus podcast this week. Apologize for the one that wasn't uploaded properly on Monday, so I had to re-upload it the next day. Anyways, I've got a new topic that I want to discuss. You know, it seems to be all over the place. I mean, I was just driving to work this morning. You know how you sort of, you listen to the radio, but people never really listen to the ads. So whenever the ads go on and you just want to hear the talk show or the radio host talking, you know, everyone just listens to the radio for the music, basically. You kind of just switch around, you know what I mean? So you switch between radio stations. So there's like four main stations in Melbourne. You got like 101.1, you got 109.1 or something, you got 103, and you got Triple M. So those are the main four that most people listen to, I believe. Anyway, so you switch in between because, you know, you're bored as fuck. You know, you don't want to listen to goddamn ads. But sometimes you just have no choice because literally every station is broadcasting ads all at the same time. And I couldn't help noticing, but we have Valentine's Day. Literally one out of four ads was a Valentine's Day ad. And it was funny because it wasn't actually marketed towards women like you would expect. This time it was kind of marketed towards men, especially on the Triple M station. Like, Triple M, as you know, it's radio host is Mick Malloy and some other dude. So it's a fairly, like, male-orientated station, you know, they play rock music and all that. And that's fine. So the ads you get on Triple N are basically tradie ads, like, oh, you know, get your tradie insurance, get your building license, you know, go to Bunnings or something like that. And then you get Valentine's Day. I'm like, why are they talking about Valentine's Day? And then the ad isn't like one of those, like, you know, the nice, you know, girl voice, you know, the soft, oh, come, on Valentine's Day, get your nice chocolates and get fat on Valentine's Day just to... You know what I mean? Like, it's none of that shit. All the typical shit. I don't know how they fucking work. But this time, like, it was weird because the guy, it was actually a man talking, like, hey boys, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? You got your girlfriend a gift yet? It's just like they start actually fucking reminding us to get something for our girl, and I think that's like really interesting, you know. So suddenly they're just like targeting us. I always thought like Valentine's Day was something where you target the girl, and then the girl goes to you. The girl goes to the boyfriend to I want that diamond shit like that, you know. And one of these ads is fucking something to do with diamonds, right? Diamond fucking rings. Hey guys, hey blokes, you got your girlfriend a diamond ring yet? And I'm like, I'm talking about a fucking diamond ring here. You know what I mean? I mean, diamond is a carbon-based mineral, right? And it's a fucking expensive, an expensive product, isn't it? And aren't most diamonds from, like, you know, fucking, I don't know, I don't see what's so special about it, you know? Like, it's a fucking rock. Anyway, so, yeah, a lot of, that's another story, and a lot of diamonds come from Africa and all that, but people don't seem to give a shit. They still buy it, because girls want it, and guys want to make their fucking girl happy so they can get that dick sucked, like, later on tonight. And I think it's fucking, honestly, it's so ridiculous. The whole fucking Valentine's Day thing, like, I'm just going to jump straight into it. It's kind of pissing me off, you know, in a way. It never really pissed me off in the years prior. Usually when I was pissed off was because when I didn't have a Valentine, when I actually didn't have a girl at the time or something like that, you know what I mean? That was when I was pissed off in the past, but nowadays I'm just like, oh, fuck it, you know? Like, it's a scam day. The prices go up, flowers go up, And I'll go back to the ad. So the ads were like, the guy was like, oh, the voiceover dude, hey boys, go get your girlfriend a diamond. And then they're like, oh, something's jewelry, blah blah blah, jewelry for blokes who love girls who love diamonds. And I'm like, what the fuck? You blokes who love girls who love diamonds. That was the ad. That's the fucking ad on Triple M. Blokes who love girls who love diamonds. You know, does that sound a little bit, it's a little bit like fucking fake to you? You know what I mean? Is there any substance behind that shit? Like, you go for a girl who likes diamonds. Yeah, if you fucking like getting, you know, $1,000 taken out of your account fucking every year because she likes diamonds. Does that make any sense? You could spend that shit on your fucking driving insurance. I don't know. The fucking insurance for men in Australia is way higher than it is for women anyway, right? Just because I got a dick. Yeah, and it's just like, yeah, you could fucking use that money for something else. Like, honestly, I'm seeing these videos now, like, online. I'm seeing, like, you know, Mark Rudolph, he's a pretty good guy. I don't agree with everything he says, but I agree with probably most of the things he says, and I love how he just, like, handles women on national TV. He's a fucking strong guy. Like, he stands up to, like, you know, multiple women, sometimes two or three women at the same time on TV, and he's got, like, no chance to talk. Anyway, if you don't know Mark Rudolph, just search him up, you know, Mark Rudolph with a V at the end. But he, like, he says, boycott Valentine's Day, you know? And, going back to ads, there was another ad, one of the guys on Triple M, another guy, voiceover, maybe the same guy, I don't know. He's like, have you got your woman a flower yet? Go get her some flowers. And then he's just like, and he's like, he starts saying, the power of the flower. yeah, exactly. He says, the power of the flower makes the relationship better or something like that. Like, along those lines. He just says, like, something, I don't know who fucking writes these things, but, like, they use good words, and I can't really think of them right. I wish I recorded it when I was in the car, but you know, I was driving. So yeah, it says something to do with the power of the flower is what drives the relationship and keeps her happy. So boys, get onto blah blah blah, the business name, insert business name, flowers, and order your flowers now online. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up on Saturday. Be there. You know, it's just like, fuck that. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, if there's one day where where you celebrate your love for each other, what about all the other fucking days? You know what I mean? it's just a day, you know, like, well, okay, I'm looking up, when I was looking up Valentine's Day on Wikipedia, it was something to do with the church or something like that, you know. It was, it's fucking, it was something, Saint Valentine, you know, that's the, it might be based on a saint, I don't know. So Saint Valentine's Day began as a celebration, for a Christian saint named Valentinus. I don't know how to say it. Yeah, the first day was associated with romantic love, blah blah blah, started around 18th century, I think. Okay, alright, that's fine, but it's just, there's a day where you celebrate love. Honestly, I don't think it's fucking needed, you know, I really don't. Honestly, yeah, they're stupid. Like, Valentine's Day is the celebration of the inequality in a relationship. You listen to this video about this. Mark Rudolph starts arguing with these two, like a feminist and another woman who's probably another feminist, and they're just like, they have That's just so fucking rude, man. He starts like expressing his own opinion. And they just completely shun him down. Like even when they just start laughing at him at first, they start, cackling. What the fuck is this guy talking about? What the fuck? He's such an idiot. Nah. It's good for guys to like give us presents, but I'm a feminist, right? And I'm an independent woman. No, I fucking kid you not. This black chick goes on to say she's an independent woman, yet she finds it great that men give her gifts. You know what I mean? And I was just thinking, like, what the fuck do guys get? A blowjob? You know what I mean? They should be getting that every day anyway. For the fucking great shit they do. Or for even sticking, for dealing with their shit, for dealing with their woman's shit, they should fucking deserve a blowjob every night. Of the relationship. That's what I think. So, hold on a sec. So, Mark Rudolph is, he starts explaining how, Valentine's Day is all about her. And he starts saying, women want to be capitalists in work and they want to be socialists in their social life. Which makes sense, right? It's just the whole chivalry's dead thing. Like, they're contradicting themselves. They want equal pay, yet they want to be paid for shit. So, as he says this, the black girl just like shuns him down, kind of thing. And she calls herself a feminist. She calls herself an independent woman. And then she goes on to say, Mark, I just can't believe, like, who, like, I'm just wondering who put you down and shut you out of your life and made you so hurt that you have to think this way? Like, she doesn't even fucking respond, in the conversation. She actually attacks his personal life. And I've actually noticed a trend of women doing this shit. Like, you start, like, I don't know, I think Dave Chappelle was talking about this shit once. He was talking about, arguing with women. You can't argue with them. You're arguing with a typical woman, and you say something logical and reasonable. And then she goes, she blasts out, she says some shit like, "Yeah, well, you got a small dick," like it's what they do. It's they go, "Oh, well, last night I faked my orgasm," or some shit like that. They just attack you. They attack your masculinity. They try and emasculate you, and that's wrong. That's fucking wrong. Well, for one, it's wrong because you're not even responding appropriately in the topic of discussion. And for number two, you should never insult someone like you should never insult a man like that. You should never insult a fucking man. You shouldn't. You should. I reckon it's worse than a man telling his wife she's fat. At least, like, she's gonna, "Oh, okay, I'll lose weight for you." Because, a woman should look, a woman, wants to look good for her man, So, and the man wants to be successful and provide and, and have that protecting aspect for the woman. So, it does go either way, but I do think, when you're fucking going off about a man's fucking dick, I mean, that's, come on, that's pretty bad. Because he can't change that. And so this girl starts going, she starts like interrogating his personal life.
"Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying this. Who hurt you? You must have been devastated."
Like, what a fucking bitch. And then she, I don't know. She just starts talking about how she has no valid point, really. She just starts talking about,
"Well, I think it's really good for men to, give their woman some gifts every now and then, and Valentine's Day is a good day to do it."
And then she says, that, she thinks that it's good to acknowledge, the love for each other in that day, in one day of the year, you know, at least just put everything aside and, you know, and acknowledge, you know, their relationship. And then Mark says something brilliant. He says, well, if you think it only results in one day, then you're not getting very good guys. Because if a guy is only expressing his love for you one day of the fucking 365 days a year, then he's not a very good guy, is he? You know, it makes sense. So they just don't know what the fuck they're talking about. You know, everywhere I see, it's fucking Valentine's Day this. You know, they're fucking asking couples now. Like, they're saying, oh, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, because 50 Shades of Grey is coming out, and every fucking girlfriend's gonna drag her boyfriend to see that movie. No guy wants to see that shit. Unless he's a fucking beater. Oh yeah, it looks really good, yeah. You know, no guy wants to see that shit. And if a guy wants to watch sex scenes, he watch fucking porn. That's it. Like, guys don't watch fucking movies for sex scenes. Unless you're a kid, and you don't know what porn is. And you have to look, and you think the only nudity or whatever is in fucking Hollywood movies. So, like I said, it's a real sham, Valentine's Day. Let's look at some of our friends. All right, so just talking with a guy, and he says he got married, and he's whipped. Right, this guy's whipped. He's a bit older than me. He's 24 years old, and yeah, this guy's like fully whipped with his wife. His wife controls him and everything. Anyway, his friend, which is my friend, goes up to him and says, you know, hey man, goes up to them, you know, says, he's about to say bye. He's like, hey, are you free on the fucking next week, you know, next week during, you know, Friday, whatever, which is this week. And then he goes, he's about to talk, he's about to say, oh, and he looks at his girlfriend, you know, like, for approval. Now, who the fuck, like, do you ever, like, get that? Do you ever notice people doing that shit? They look at someone else for approval. I mean, I can understand if, you know, your girlfriend or stuff does that to you. Because, you know, you're the leader, you're the one who makes the decisive roles. But this guy, he's a fucking man, and he's the husband. He's looking at his wife, like, he's about to say something. He wants to say yes, he wants to hang out with his mate. And then she butts in and goes, no, he's not available that week, I'm sorry, it's Valentine's Day. You know, like, for the full week, he's not busy because it's Valentine's Day. And apparently my mate had not seen this guy for ages since he got married, you know, which is like 2 years. He got married at like 20, 23, and he's almost 25 or something like that. So I think that's fucking rubbish, man. Every man should be able to have access to his friends, you know. Like, for once, you need time off from your woman. You need to incorporate yourself with your brothers, basically, you know, like that brotherhood, that camaraderie that all men, you know, are brought up with, you know. Or a lot of guys are brought up with just like being around men, you know what I mean? Like being around their brothers. Like a lot of guys in the military, they're around their brothers. It's a thing. Like one of those things where you're fucking watching a footy game or something, you know, you're watching soccer, you're watching sport, you're playing FIFA, you're playing games, and you got like four or five other guys with you in the room. And then that girl walks in, and she's like, and she fucking intrudes, you know, because she thinks she has the right to. It's like one of those things, because like, a lot of women, they just feel the need to invade a man's space. Like, they just, I don't get you fucking, like, they just fucking get into their faces. You want a cookie? Or some shit like that, you know, they're just, like, my mum does it all the time, like, I know, a lot of the time, she's just, like, asking, you know, if I want to eat, but, fuck, Anyway, but like a lot of times, I reckon, like just girlfriends in general, they just fucking intrude, man. Like I was trying to have a chat with a mate about mixed martial arts, you know, in the room, and the funny thing is, we were watching it, you know, we were watching that shit on his 70-inch TV screen, and for some fucking reason, the girl comes sitting on the couch with us, you know, his girlfriend, and she just starts changing the subject. And she starts saying, talking about some other shit, like talking about her friends, talking about, I don't know, fucking uni or whatever. She starts talking about other shit. And then we go back, oh yeah, we sort of, you know, answer, respond politely. And then we go back, you know, a minute later to talking about what we're talking about. And she's like, why do you guys have to change the subject all the time? Like, fuck. And then we're like, oh, sorry. And then we kept talking, and this is when I was like, you know, really young. We kept talking about mixed martial arts after that. We changed the subject for her, and then we changed it back. And then she fucking got real pissed off.
Why do you guys have to talk about MMA all the time? Oh my God, I'm sick of hearing about MMA. Oh my God, MMA this, MMA that. Just shut up, guys.
She fucking said that shit, man. Like, it's funny because we were both training in it, you know, like we were both real into it. We were watching that shit. The fucking thing is right there in front of you, like 3 meters, 2 meters away from you, and you're wondering why we're watching fucking we're talking about MMA, fucking dumb bitch. So that was one experience that I had. I just think like girls just fucking they just intrude. They don't know their place. A lot of the women these days, they don't know that. This is fucking man time, you know what I mean? Like I'm sick of your shit, and I want to fucking I just want to bond with my mates at the moment. I haven't seen them in a long time, so get the fuck out of the house or cook us something, leave it there, you know, for us to eat and just let it be, you know? And you know, if you think about it, like when the bunch of when her fucking girlfriends come over or when there's a bunch of girls hanging around, you know, five, six girls, you know, doing their makeup and shit, no fucking guy comes in and intrigues and starts like fucking playing around with their makeup and invades their privacy. No guy does that unless he's a faggot. So, like, it's one way, you know. I always thought that relationships were kind of like one-sided relationship. It's so fucked how everything has to be about her. That's the main thing I want to talk about with Valentine's Day. Everything is about celebrating the girlfriend, you know, celebrating what the fuck has she done? You know, most girls don't even cook these days. You know, they fucking expect guys to take them out to dinners. I mean, fuck, man, I've done that so many times, and it was a huge mistake, but I've learned from it. But if you think about it, most guys take out girls to go fucking eat. They go eat brunch and shit. Guys are fucking waking up. I see guys wake up because I go to the gym on Sundays, Sunday, like morning, afternoons, whatever. I see guys like fucking having brunch with their girlfriends and shit, right near the cafe, near my gym. I don't know why they do it. Like, sleep in, guys, man. You know what I mean? You guys are working hard. Sleep in, you know, fucking chill out. I see guys having brunch with each other. Fuck. What's the fucking point? It's like $40 for like a meal for both of you, you know? $20 for a fucking sandwich. It's ridiculous. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
You want to go to brunch? Yeah, you want to go to brunch, don't you? Yeah, let's go to brunch.
And she fucking ends up inviting her two other girlfriends.
Is that tomatoes? Oh my God, it's tomatoes. Ah! Oh my God, they put cheese in mine. Oh, what do you have? Oh, what are you drinking? Oh my God, I think I'll have an OJ. $5 for an OJ? Oh, that's okay.
Fucking hell, man. Women just they do my fucking head in sometimes. They are definitely what do you call it? Like they are definitely what's that word? impulsive, I don't know, obsessive, like they're just great shoppers, aren't they? You know? And Valentine's Day fucking knows that. Whoever thought of the idea, hey, let's start marketing this shit towards women and making it all about her. Because if you think about it, that's the best business idea. It's the best for the economy. Because in a way, because they know that if you market it and every fucking like what like 90% of all the products are for her, gifts for her and shit. You know, you go on TV, it's all about chocolate this, fucking diamond ring that, necklace, bracelet, jewelry shit, clothes, lingerie, you know, like fucking clothing accessories, like sunglasses. You know, they even have things like fucking, you know, Valentine's Day for you know, cars. Like car dealerships are doing that shit as well. So fucking guys are buying their girlfriend's cars. You know, like it doesn't make sense. It really does. Like, I don't even believe in like birthday gifts, honestly, as much. Or Christmas, really. Like, I think Christmas is more about, you know, getting together as a family and just like eating dinner together. You know, you don't really need to give anything to each other, I don't think, like, because then it becomes a little bit, you know, political kind of thing, like who's got the best present, you know? Who got who this, you know what I mean? And oh wait, oh fuck, you didn't give me a present this year, you know what I mean? And I gave you a present, you didn't give me a present. What the fuck? So it gets a bit, you know, it gets a bit sort of dodgy. That's my take. So I don't really believe in like gifts that much. Because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really make that much sense to me. If I see someone needs something, you know, that practically, then I'll give it to them, and you know, I'll give it to them, and because you know they've bought me something, so I gotta give them something. I'm not gonna fucking buy them flowers, man. What the fuck are you gonna do with flowers? You know, if anything, I'll buy them you know, buy them some gardening, you know, gardening tools or something. At least that, you know, sorry, gardening plants. At least that actually grows, you know what I mean? Like buy her a fucking tree or something. You know, a tree, you can see it grow, you know? Flowers just die the next day, so it doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, so I think it's a sham. Valentine's Day, it's not the it's all yeah, but like I said, it's marketed towards women so that they can cash in all the products because they're impulsive fucking shoppers, you know, that's all they do. They look at shit and they want it, you know, they're like kids. I always heard this term that kids, right? So women are like oversized children. Like anything they like when a kid does something great, such as like play the piano really well or run really fast or can do like 20 pull-ups or you know what I mean? Like when a kid, it's a fucking like a 10-year-old kid. It could be a guy or a girl, whatever. You know, when a kid does something extraordinary and has a lot of talent, they're praised. They're praised a lot more. They get more a lot more attention than an adult who can do the exact same thing, but you know, 10 times less the attention. Yeah, and that's fine because they're a fucking kid, right? Like, you know, they have what had like what 1 year to work on it. Because basically, you see talent from kids, because that's where they stem. So people are obsessed with the young. But then you got like grown women who do the same shit. Like, hold on a sec. Oh, sorry, just got a call. Anyway, so what was I saying? So anytime a woman does the exact same thing, she's praised like basically even more than the man. You know, woman runs 112 seconds. Everyone's like fucking clapping their hands. Woo! You know, you go, girl, go power, yeah! And it's just like fuck, 12 seconds, Jesus! I did that in year 8. You know what I mean? Like I did that in year 8, and so did the other boys, and I didn't even fucking win the race. Yeah, because I was a sprinter back then in high school. I've lost the power now, but oh fuck, I gotta get back into sprinting. Anyway, anything else? Like, if she, you know, if she's say a fucking, you know, you see a lot of women on Instagram and all like that, you know, they're all fitness chicks and shit. Oh yeah, bicep curl, a fucking, you know, 10 kilo barbell. And that's fuck all. And then, oh my god, girl, you're so strong. And, you know, and all the guys, all the fucking whipped guys, the beta dudes, they're just like, yeah. You're so fucking sexy and strong. And, oh my god, I love strong women who lift. And, I think that's so stupid. You know, it's so stupid. But going back to it, women are treated like oversized children. You know, they look at shit. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you see that toy you want on TV, you know, when you're watching, after you watch Cheese TV, or in that show in the 90s, Cheese TV. You watch that show, and there's all these bunch of ads after it, and fucking toys and shit. You didn't even know what the toys, like, do. Yeah, they don't do shit. You know, the toys are just bunch of kids in the bunch of like kid actors just like playing around with a fucking super soaker and shit, or like a fucking figurine, and you know, and the girls have the Barbies and stuff, like, and you look at it and you're just like, I want it, I want that, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's all gone after you're like what, 10 11 12, 11 11 years old, you just like, it just disappears. You want other shit now, like after like that age when you're a boy. You want shit like, you know, video games, you know, that's video games and movies, you know. And for girls, you want, you know, makeup and clothes, you know. So that's fine. But then, like, when you're an adult, like, boys tend to, like, sort of look at shit and, like, we don't really think much of it, you know. You see, because what can we buy, you know? You know, a suit. Fucking $1,000 suit. A car, you know, cars take a while, and you only can have one at a time, really, unless you're a millionaire. So, like, I think, like, girls, like, there's all these little shit that is just fucking entering their heads all the time, you know, one after another, little shit on TV, little shit on fucking, on online shopping. I want that too. Like, they look at chocolate and they're like, oh, that chocolate looks so nice. Because it's got a fucking hot girl, like, who's, like, half naked. She's rolling around in, like, chocolate and shit in the ad. And, you know, it's like, chocolate associated with a hot girl. She thinks the girl's hot. She thinks if she buys the chocolate, she'll be hot, you know. So she fucking gets it. But, you know, most of you don't know that actually most girls who eat chocolate are fucking fat as shit. So, they're obsessive, man. They're obsessive shoppers. They just like little shit. They just continually buy little by little shit. Like, they're not, like, too expensive stuff. But, you know, there's a couple hundred here, you know, 100 here, 50 here. And it just adds up, you know. Like, I was watching one of the shows and the... this girl was like her maintenance for beauty, and she was a fucking real hag as well. She was like 30 years old. Her maintenance for beauty was £1,000. It was in England, £1,000 a week to maintain her beauty. So she was fucking going to salons, visiting fucking hairdressers, nails, you know, makeup, clothes. She was doing £1,000 worth of that a week. And it's not good, man. You know, it's just not good. Like, you could already save for a house by then. You could have been set for life, but no, you want to fucking spend it on temporary shit that gets you nowhere. You know, like, oh no, I'm doing it for myself. You know, I just want to look good for myself. You know, whoever says that shit, seriously, like, if you, I'm not going to explain that again. Just watch my first one. But yeah, so I think Valentine's Day is a complete sham. Don't buy into that shit. Boycott that shit. It's all about the woman, you know. It's all about the woman because they can make money off it. All right, guys? That's what it is. Anyway, I'm at work, if you guys don't know. So I better get back to work. I've been bludging on my break. So I think... in all honesty, you can celebrate your love, but You don't need a fucking, you don't need a public holiday to do it. You know, do it at night, you know. Do it while you guys are in bed, you know, just like, when she cooks you dinner, you know, just like, fucking make her feel loved, you know. You don't have to buy her gifts and all that to make her feel special. I mean, it's all material, you know. You can't, it's, like, think about it. You're buying someone something to make them love you. And to make the relationship, you know, a little bit more heated. Doesn't that sound a bit wrong? You know, like, I think most of you could actually, you know, understand that it's pretty bad. All right, I'm out of time, so I'll see you next podcast.